Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We started the day off with strong row crops here, corn and beans both higher here. If you look at the daily chart for beans, it looks like they're going up to the higher end of the range from the month of July. They could go fill that gap in November at 1132 to 1133. Of course, the 50-day moving average is even higher than that, up at 1178 and three quarters. So the general consensus for the fundamental traders is we have almost perfect weather conditions up to this point. So therefore, beans, corn, both should be going lower. But the truth is that it doesn't always go in such a perfect straight line to down when it goes down. So we've had a lot of demand here. There's been a lot of good purchases this morning. There was another purchase out of China for new crop 2014-2015 soybeans. Now 486,000 metric tons. So there's a lot of things going on. And the demand's been good, but also the weather and the crop is looking excellent. Of course, we got a crop progress and condition report this afternoon. And then corn futures have been selling off for 3 months, about 50 cents a month, so $1.50 off the highs. But there's some significant things above us. We've got a gap up around 410 in these corn, and then the 50-day average of 439. So even though weather has been pretty good, it looks like we're going to make a good corn crop. There's also a technical side that looks like it may rebound.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The 6 to 10-day forecasts suggest that we're going to have below normal rainfall and below normal temperatures for the Midwest. While they increase it for the 2-week forecast, increase rainfall just a touch, but the temperatures remain below normal. This morning's export report for wheat was just below the low end of the range at 395,000 metric tons. They're looking for 400 to 550. Corn was released at 805,000, and the low end of the range there was 875. And then beans were just above the high end at 112,345, where they were expecting 50 to 100,000. There's a Reuters survey of farmers going around that suggests that the U.S. corn yield will be somewhere around 170.5 bushels per acre. The USDA is currently at 165.3, and the bean estimates are 45.5, where the USDA is at 45.2. So the yield keeps going up as the weather remains near perfect conditions. Today's crop progress report is expected to be right in line with last week. Corn 76% good to excellent, and soybeans 73% good to excellent. Both of those are extremely high level. And the biggest risk at this point, it seems to be a early frost in the northern part of the United States.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle down a nickel at 159.05, October down 72 at 159.07, August feeder cattle up 192 at 220.17, September up 195 at 221.20, August lean hogs up 5 at 123.67, and October down 65 at 106.62. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 5 and 3 quarters at 625 and a half, December down 5 at 640 and a quarter, September Chicago wheat down 3 and a quarter at 534 and three quarters, $3.75. September corn up 4 3/4 at 367 3/4 to 98.05 at 376 3/4. August soybeans up 24 1/4 at 12.36 1/2. September up 23 1/4 at 11.37. And in the cotton market, October up 20 at 65.36 and December up 53 at 65.88. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.